Welcome to the ProVest Perspective with Noel Swain, CFP, and host Pamela Lida. Noel is an investment advisor with Cambridge Investment Research, a monthly columnist for the Spartanburg Herald Journal newspaper, and has been interviewed many times on NPR. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and get ready for some straightforward, honest talk. Now, here's Noel Swain and host Pamela Lida.
Whether you see yourself watching the falling leaves along the East Coast in the autumn, wine tasting your way through Tuscany, snorkeling your way through retirement in the Caribbean, dancing under the northern lights, or relaxing at a spa in Santa Fe or Sedona, there comes a moment when it's time to pull the trigger and make a move. But is the dream of the magic of catching all the moments now that you'll have the time in retirement to enjoy them something that truly fits into your life? Today, Noel is going to be discussing some of the most important factors to consider when deciding on where to retire. As well, he's going to review some data of some of the best and worst states to retire. It's an information-packed show, and as always, I'm ready to get started. Noel?
Yes, I am too, and it's about something you might already be thinking of as far as the show is concerned, and that's where you want to retire. There's really two ways to go about this. As with much of life, we have the dream, and then we have the reality. When you dream of retirement, do you see yourself on a beach, living a simple life, watching the waves roll in and enjoying a slower pace? Perhaps you can see yourself in the mountains surrounded by nature instead of the rat race. Maybe you're dreaming of trading in life in the suburbs for a smaller place in the middle of the city where you can be close to all the action and actually have time to enjoy theater performances, museums, and all the things you gave up while you were saving to get to the finish line. Today, I will be leading you on that tour, an adventure of the mind, if you will. We'll find our way through the list of the best and worst places to spend your retirement. We may have to drop a dream from time to time and settle into what's affordable. Most of us have to face the fact that waterfront beach property in Maui might be a realistic vacation goal, but not so much when it comes to your forever home. You might see yourself rocking in your hammock on your lanai, Mai Tai in one hand, an interesting book in the other, as the sound of the water rolling gently to the shore and the sweet sound of tropical birds fills your senses. But we'll have to snap out of it and look at what we can really do. But with a little luck, maybe we could find a happy compromise.
Well, Noel, I know there was a time where retirees could have their cake and eat it too. They were called snowbirds. They would live near their family in the longtime communities for one part of the year, and then they take off for their dream location for the other part of the year. But this is kind of expensive, right?
Yeah, that's right. Luckily, these snowbirds had the financial ability to afford two places to live and transportation back and forth. For some of us, it's an option to consider. But it's not for everybody. Other retirees accomplish this by converting their home to one on wheels. That way, instead of maintaining two homes, they have one they can take back and forth. The RV life is becoming more popular with retirement communities on the move, following each other from place to place and becoming support systems for each other. It's a way to meet other retirees and combine a desire to travel and also be able to live affordably.
Today on The ProVest Perspective, we are discussing the best places to retire. And if you'd like to have a copy of the information we're discussing today, as always, you can find it in the featured report, Best Places to Retire. It's at the top of our website page, which is www.theprovestperspective.com. Again, that feature report can be found at our website, theprovestperspective.com. Another way to get a copy is to give us a call at 800-277-0025. Again, the phone number to call us with any questions or to get a copy of the report is 800-277-0025.
All right. Really considering all the aspects of where to settle in your retirement years can help narrow down the right choice. From proximity to relatives, to good healthcare services, to affordable living situations, to weather, and to all available activities, it's all relevant to how much you will enjoy your retirement. It's important because during your working years, you may not have had the time to get out and explore and absorb your surroundings like you're going to be able to do during retirement. is another reason that picking the right place is key to it all. There are so many concerns, and after a lifetime of working to get to this point, it would be nice to be able to have some good time spending the money you work so hard to save, right? So for a lot of people, the change of going from a working person to a non-working person is enough of a shock. Adding in moving away from family, a community that you're heavily involved in, maybe your church or maybe a large circle of friends, and it could be too much all at once. But there are several studies that can help us dig into and figure out the right place to make our homes in retirement. These top 10 lists are a great way to get information and start thinking about what matters to you the very most.
Now, WalletHub is out with this year's list of best and worst places for retirement, and they looked at 41 criteria, giving heavy weight to those states that had the greatest retirement value and the best balance of affordability, health, and lifestyle. So, Noel, tell us, which state came in on top?
All right. Well, as you might have guessed, Florida. And that probably doesn't surprise anybody. It comes in as best state for retirees in this year's WalletHub list. Even though it's ranked 29th in healthcare, its affordability ranking at number 4 and its overall quality of life ranking at number 1 puts it at the top of the list. So here's the top 10 states for retirement according to WalletHub. Number 2 is Colorado, which came in 3rd in healthcare. Number 3, Virginia, which came in 11th in affordability and healthcare. And number 4 was Delaware, which came in 3rd in affordability. Number 5 was Wyoming, which came in 7th in affordability and quality of life. Number 6 was Idaho, which came in 9th in affordability. Number 7 was New Hampshire, which came in 5th in healthcare and 8th in quality of life. Number 8 was Minnesota, which came in 1st in healthcare and 4th in the quality of life. Number 9 was Montana, which came in 12th in quality of life. And number 10 was Pennsylvania, which came in 2nd in quality of life and 8th in healthcare. And just for those of you that are interested, South Carolina this year has risen to number 11, ranking 2nd in affordability. There's a lot more detail to these studies. I'm always interested to see which state scored the best or worst in all the different categories. So I encourage you to do your research if you are looking to relocate during retirement. There are several sites to evaluate. We just happen to pick WalletHub because the research there is pretty thorough. A few of the other categories they evaluate is elder abuse protection, tax burden, cost of in-home services, property crime rate, even theaters and museums per capita, just to name a few of those items that they looked at. I think a lot of us have an idea of where we'd like to live, with a vision of ourselves in the future, making great memories and doing the things we've always hoped we'd get a chance to do. But the question to consider is that vision of yourself aligned with your finances or your financial goals? If retirement is far off in the future, you still have time to make that vision a reality. Or if retirement is upon you, you might find that when you look at these best and worst places to retire studies, something jumps out at you that you might not have considered. Before, something wonderful and affordable where your money can stretch further and your retirement will be that much more stress-free.
We're having some fun here today checking out the best and worst places to retire. And these yearly studies are done by several companies. Some are better than others. For our purposes today, we're looking at the list from WalletHub. And one thing we know about retirement is that no matter what your income level or how well you've saved over the years, you need your money to last as long as you do. That means finding a place to be that will allow your money to go further for you can make all the difference. So it's important to note one report we have that may help with this is how to make your assets last a lifetime. You can also download that report as well as a feature report for free on our website, www.theprovestperspective.com. You might want to check it out. We've got a lot of good information on our website. Again, that's theprovestperspective.com. Okay, so far today, we've gone over the best states to retire. Quick recap, WalletHub ranks Florida, Colorado, Virginia, Delaware, and Wyoming in its top five. If you want a copy of today's report, it's got all the information we're discussing. Again, that website, theprovestperspective.com.
All right, onward now with a look at the worst states to retire in. You know, a lot of people like to concentrate on the best ones, but sometimes you don't want to live in a bad one. You don't want to move to a bad one. So if you live in one of the bad states, it's good to know that there are other places that don't have some of the issues that you're facing. Again, a lot of us have family in our current states, and the thought of leaving might not be feasible right now. That doesn't mean your situation won't change that. According to WalletHub, Kentucky ranked as the worst state for retirement. It was followed by New Jersey, which was 49th in affordability, then Mississippi, which ranked 48th in healthcare and 50th in quality of life, then by Rhode Island, which ranked 42nd in affordability and quality of life, and by Oklahoma, which was 45th in healthcare and 47th in quality of life. Some states scored really well in some areas, but were brought down by the overall rankings by some major flaws. Take Minnesota. It scored first in healthcare and fourth in quality of life, but a bad ranking in affordability dropped it to the eighth overall best place to retire, while Massachusetts was second for healthcare and third for quality of life, but was dinged hard for the cost of living and came in at number 16 overall. It shows that you have to look at what's important to you. Even in studies like this, you have to look beyond the overall number to help you get the lay of the land. So here's the list of WalletHub's worst 10 states to live in. Number 50, as far as good states, Kentucky. Number 49, New Jersey. Number 48, Mississippi. Number 47, Rhode Island. Number 46, Oklahoma. Those are the five worst states. Now, number 45, Louisiana. Number 44, New York. Not a whole lot of surprise there. Number 43, Washington. And with all the Antifa stuff going on there, I would understand that. Number 42 is Arkansas, and number 41, Illinois.
Now, the website to find a copy of the feature report for the information we're discussing today is theprovestperspective.com. There's a lot of information in the report that we're not discussing, but if you want a copy of it, again, that's theprovestperspective.com. And the phone number, if you have any questions at all, any concerns you may have for retirement, number to reach us is 800-277-0025.
All right. Now, there may be other criteria to consider. Perhaps you have an existing medical condition. But even if you are the picture of health, your retirement years may bring the need for increased doctor visits. It's important to look at what your future needs may be. Take a look at the quality of the health care in the area you're considering. How close is it? Are there good senior services in the area? Maybe you don't need a home health aid now, but in a few years, you just might. It would be nice to have set yourself up in a great place so you don't have to move again, should you have a medical issue or something like that. Another study, caring.com, looked at healthcare, but they focused on seniors with more serious health challenges. They used 11 criteria, including quality, availability, and cost of senior medical care. They also factored in well-being rankings for each state, along with the overall cost of living. Their focus is on encouraging seniors to look ahead to their 70s and 80s and consider states that are the best, not just for retiring in, but for growing old in. That means that you're not just picking the state with the most affordable condos near golf courses or the state with the best weather. You're going to consider how your needs will be changing as you age. Now, here's what they found were the best states to grow old in. Number one was Utah. Number two was Iowa. Well, number three was right here in South Carolina. Number four was Washington. And number five was Nebraska. And conversely, here are caring.com's worst states to grow old in. Wyoming. Yeah, I imagine it does get a little cold there, doesn't it? North Dakota, same deal. New York, all that snow piled up on the sidewalk. Indiana, and then rounding out the worst five, West Virginia.
It's something to think about when you're making your choices. So having all this information can be a good thing because considering every angle will bring you closer to the right place for your retirement. So if you'd like to dig into the details on all of this, we've got a report. All of this information's in it, and it's something we offer to you at no charge. Our point is not to hoard the information, but we want to make sure it ends up in your hands where it can do the most good. So we do hope that you're going to take advantage of downloading this free report, which you can find at www.theprovestperspective.com, or you can give us a call at 800-277-0025, and we'll be sure to send out a copy to you. We'd love to help you get moving toward a plan. When you've set a goal, or even if you just have a clear idea of what your retirement will look like, it becomes a less scary thing floating out in the distance, and instead it starts to feel simply like the next exciting chapter. So today on the ProVest Perspective, we are thinking through what criteria you should evaluate when deciding on where to live when you retire. It's important to make sure you're getting the resources you'll need, where the cost of living isn't going to drain your retirement accounts. So Noel, what are some other criteria that retirees find important?
Yeah, I think that's a good thing. The crime and safety statistic are really so important. Wherever you end up in your retirement years, your feeling of security in your community can be the difference between staying cooped up in your residence or getting out and enjoying your days. It's always fun to hear the rankings and discover that you already live in a pretty safe place. But if you are at the point where you are gathering information to make educated decisions about where to spend your retirement years, this kind of data can be absolutely crucial. While it's true that bad things can happen anywhere, if you should set yourself up in a safe neighborhood, you lower the odds that you will be a victim. That's the last thing you need to deal with in retirement. And just setting the thought of violent crime aside, most retirees would rather not have to spend money to replace windshields that have been smashed out or buying another car when yours gets stolen. When you consider violent crime and how older people who might not be in a position to fight back could be targeted, it really highlights how staying in a safer area would make life a whole lot less stressful. So the five states with the lowest property crime rate, according to WalletHub, are Idaho, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Maine, and West Virginia. Conversely, the top five for the highest property crime rate are Washington State, Colorado, New Mexico, Oregon, and Louisiana. So even though Colorado was the top two best state to retire, it didn't score well in this category because seniors are the most likely to have a nest egg or to own their own homes. This makes them prime targets for thieves and scammers. So it's nice to know there are places where police are working to make sure seniors are as safe as they can be. It's also nice to see that there are safe options from California to Illinois to New York and from expensive beach neighborhoods to affordable small town Midwest. There's a safe place for every preference. The five states with the best elder abuse protections, according to WalletHub, are this: Wisconsin, Massachusetts, Ohio, Virginia, and Kentucky. Conversely, the five states with the worst elder abuse protections are California, Utah, Montana, sadly, here in South Carolina, and New Jersey. If you noticed, Massachusetts was in the top five in both lowest property crime rates as well as best elder abuse protections. But Massachusetts ranks pretty low on affordability and in weather. So as you can see, no one state's going to be perfect. It depends on what is most important to you. For some of you, besides financial considerations and high tax burdens, there are other equally as pressing considerations. Some retirees have medical issues and have to take climate into consideration. It could be that high humidity exacerbates your arthritis, or ice and snow increases the chance of falling. World Population Review came out with a list of states that have the best weather for retirement. In order to be considered, the states have to, number one, have comfortable temperatures from 63 degrees to 86 degrees for more than half the year. They have to have dry weather with no more than 60 inches of rain per year, and mostly clear skies with an average of sunshine for at least 60% of the year. No surprise, California comes out on top for the best year-round weather. It's followed by Hawaii, Texas, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina right here, Delaware, North Carolina, and Louisiana.
Now, if you're hearing this and wishing you could share all this great information with someone else, I will let you know that we've made it super easy for you. We want you to be armed with all this detail when you're making decisions. It's going to affect the rest of your life. So all you got to do to get this information is go to our website. It's entitled The Best Places to Retire. You can find it at theprovestperspective.com. Just go there and download your free copy or give us a call at 800-277-0025. We'd love to send it out to you in the mail or via email. Again, it's entitled The Best Places to Retire, and it's our gift to you so that you will have what you need to make your retirement awesome. So grab it while you can so you'll have all these great studies ready to share when it comes time to make this decision on whether to move. Again, you can find that at www.theprovestperspective.com.
All right. Now, what if you're not ready for the rest home? What if you're not that frail senior citizen and you intend on being an active retiree? Someone who wants to get out there and enjoy your work-free days. And as well you should. You've dreamed of this for years. You've earned it. And now you get to spend your time doing whatever you please. Because retirement is much more than it used to be, many of us are living full, big lives. Really, this is a time in your life when, if all that saving went well, you should be able to focus on yourself for a change. And for the first time in your life, you will have your days free to do what you love. If you are going to move to an affordable place where you can pursue your hobbies and interests, it may as well be a place known for such things. And lest you think it's not important to do those things or seem somehow like a splurge on yourself, experts say that staying active has a positive impact on the mental and physical health of retirees. That's pretty important when you look at your quality of life. Retirement is not the time to give up and shutter in the house. It's a time to get out and explore, volunteer, learn a new language, or pick up that hobby that you've always wanted to try. Challenge yourself, focus on yourself, and make your retirement years among the best of your life. If you love to take nature hikes, you're going to want to settle near some great trails. If you love the theater or the art scene, city living where there are galleries and lots of shows might be best for you. Do you plan to travel a lot? The convenience of living near a port or an airport might make your life easier. If you love to play golf, you might want to choose a place where the weather will allow you to play more often. I can think of a place right now. A good friend of mine moved there for the golf. He lives on a golf course in the Myrtle Beach. They've got booth koodles of golf courses there. You can always check in with the local visitors bureau to start looking into the activities offered in a certain area. We all have big dreams, but your first step to figuring out where to live is figuring out what you can afford. When you narrow down the locations that are more in line with your finances, then you can start focusing on the other factors that appeal to you. It could be that healthcare and activities are high up on the list of things that matter to you, and that's more than crime rates. You know, you feel like you can take care of yourself. Or maybe crime rates and healthcare are your top concerns once you take it all into consideration and come up with a list of possibilities. Why not take your top three locales and go visit those places to get a feel for them? Some experts say it's good to spend at least 3 weeks in the place you're considering retiring to before you pull the trigger on moving there. Visiting your top three contenders will help you figure out the pros and cons of living there and will help you get to know different areas and where you might fit in. There are really so many different things to consider. As we've seen today, in looking at cost, how close good medical care is and whether it's affordable, crime rates, weather, living an active lifestyle, and even being able to enjoy the great outdoors, you might not be able to find a place with high marks in every single category. just like finding a perfect partner is impossible because people aren't perfect. No place will be the ideal retirement spot for everyone. As you hone in on the place you think will be the right one, some in the financial world say it's best to rent for a little while instead of jumping right into buying a home. This will give you a chance to test things out and decide whether you really like the place before you go all in with a purchase and a big commitment. You've probably moved once or twice in your life already, but this is different. You might not want to take everything with you. And if you've lived in one place for a while, you probably have a major purge of stuff coming your way. One way to take the stress out of making decisions is to have family members or friends help you make the choice. This is where I report the best places to retire really come in handy. When you sit down with your loved ones, you might find their input can be pretty amazing because they know you sometimes better than you know yourself. They may think of things in a way that nails that decision down for you. Also, if you're moving away from family or friends for financial reasons, having them involved in the process can help take the sting out of the move. When they really understand why, honestly, it's the best plan for you.
We hope you've enjoyed hearing about all the interesting rankings today on the Provost Perspective, but this is just a starting point, which will hopefully take you down a path full of research and maybe even some travel. So if you'd like to get the information so you can have that starting point, we'd be so happy to share it with you. It's nearly impossible to remember every single list we've gone over and every single ranking we've reviewed, but everything we've discussed today and so much more is in an organized report that we can get to you free. You can find it two ways. Go to our website, look for best places to retire at theprovostperspective.com, or give us a call at 800-277-0025. We'd love to send you out a copy.
All right. Talk to people about where they see themselves and share ideas about retirement with friends. Sometimes you can discover that your peers are going through a similar process and comparing notes can be very valuable. Plus, when you know that you are not alone in making these decisions and setting up what amounts to a new life, it can be so much more comforting. You can take this report and sit down with your spouse, family, friends, or fellow retirees and take a look. Take it all in and make your own list. What are your top priorities? Maybe being near family is a must. Take a look at the best places you retire list on your report and find out which areas are closest to the people you need to be somewhat near. Then throw caution to the wind and make a list of the places you most want to see when you retire, the activities you most want to do. Then compare those to the top 10 list. Is anything standing out? Keep playing around with it. You'll find the spot that's right for you. You know, it's not easy thinking about retirement. You know, I'm way past the age of retirement and I'm not thinking about retirement. I just don't like the idea of it. I just spent a week home with the flu and I got there and I wasn't able to do a whole bunch of stuff, but I got out when I was able to and it was so freeing. I really enjoy working. That's what I like to do. I love the area of the country I live in. I love the upstate of South Carolina. I think it's a wonderful place to live. I can't see myself really living anywhere else. So I've talked to my wife about this and talked about what we would do when we retired or if we retired. And we're always thinking, well, what would we do? Would we want to move away from family? Would we want to go to a place like the coast of South Carolina, like Myrtle Beach or Hilton Head? And I can tell you that that doesn't hold a whole lot for me, but it does hold a whole lot for a lot of people. It does hold a lot of promise to people. So I encourage you, get the reports that Pamela has put together and see, you know, if you think that that's a good idea for you. And then you start making those plans and then when the decision is right, you'll know when to make it. So anyway, happy retirement, happy living in a perfect place that you want to be in.
So before we leave you today, I want to make sure that you know how to get our free report, The Best Retirement Places to Live. It goes in depth on everything we've talked about today and includes several other lists that we did not get to today. So if you'd like a copy, I'll give you our information one more time where to find it. It's www.theprovestperspective.com. There's lots of other reports there as well you might want to check out. 800-277-0025 is the number to call us if you'd like a copy. So just remember, it costs you nothing, and it comes with our wishes for the very best retirement. These decisions are hard, but they're also pretty exciting. So we hope the information we've discussed with you today got you thinking about things you hadn't considered before, and that all of this thought leads you to the place that might make you happy. So after all, shouldn't retirement be the culmination of so many years worth of effort, saving, and planning? So if Noel can help you do that in any way, please don't hesitate to call us, 800-277-0025, whether you just like to talk with Noel on the phone or schedule a time to come in and see him. The first appointment is always complimentary. You can reach us again at 800-277-0025. A lot of us already have a vision of where we'd like to be in retirement, but looking around at other options might save you big money and bring you the happiness that you never expected. Well, that is it for today's ProVest Perspective. We'll be back next week with another information-packed show, and we'll talk with you about it then. But until then,
don't just invest.
ProVest.
And thanks for listening to the ProVest Perspective Podcast. Make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. For more information on Noel Swain, CFP, or this episode, visit theprovestperspective.com.
These are the opinions of Noel Swain, CFP, and not necessarily those of Cambridge, and are for informational purposes only. Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through registered representatives of Cambridge Investment Research, Inc., a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor. ProVest Wealth Advisors and Cambridge are not affiliated. Indices mentioned are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. Investing involves risk. Depending on the type of investments, there may be varying degrees of risk. Investors should be prepared to bear loss, including total loss of principal.